All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin. We're picking up on page Kuf Chof Hey. Very beautiful section today in the Piyajetzna. Lo achonik atzmo bilvot, ma'abit atzmo ladas rachman litzlan. So the Piyajetzna says, it's actually a very strong lashon. It's not only someone who strangles themselves, who takes their own life. Rak gam ha'atzal v'hamistrape kimoahim. Someone who is lazy, right, someone who is lazy and someone who is lax, is also someone like Chas v'Shalom who takes his own life. Hazman v'ashos chilek chayehem lorik ulevatolahim ma'abdin. Just like Chas v'Shalom, when a person strangles himself, so he takes away the hours, the days of his life. So when a person wastes his time because he is lazy, or because just simply he's not diligent. And ultimately, again, this man, the time, the hours, just simply are lost. That's a form of suicide as well. That's a form of taking your own life. So it's interesting. So the Lashonos over here, Atzel means lazy. Misrape means lethargic. So what's the difference between someone who's lazy and lethargic? So someone who's lazy just simply won't act. Someone who's lethargic acts, but acts very slowly. So says the Piaget, says something very interesting. So what's worse? Laziness or lethargy. So remember, again, we spoke about this a lot over the course of the Sefer. We had a whole chapter devoted to this. So the Piaget posits, Who's worse? Someone who's lazy or someone who's lethargic? So the Piagetzna posits that lethargy is worse. Why? Because the person who's lazy, when someone is lazy, at the end of the day, I look back and I realize, okay, I didn't accomplish A, B, C, and D. I didn't do it. I didn't do anything from the hours of 3 to 5 yesterday. I didn't go ahead and utilize Sunday and Monday. I was lazy. I didn't do what I wanted to do. And I'll see literally again the parts of my life that are simply rotting away. But someone who is lethargic is much worse. Why? Because remember again, the person who is lethargic will say, what happens when you're lethargic? I'm acting, but what? Everything is very slowly. Everything is just snail's pace. So a person could justify and he could say to himself, well, you know what? Oveit va'osik b'Torah ani. Right? I'm learning, right? I'm doing what I have to do. Avala kol b'hisrapos. But everything is so lethargic. And even though a person, it's true, when a person is lethargic, so this is really quite interesting, because we would have thought that when choosing the lesser of two evils between lethargy and laziness, that lethargy for sure would be better, quote unquote. Why? Because at least I'm doing something. The Piagetzna says something amazing. It's actually worse. It's more dangerous, says the Piagetzna. Why? Because when a person is lazy and he realizes that he's not doing anything, so the day will come where he'll wake up and he'll realize all the time that he wasted, all the opportunities that he let slip by, and how much he has to jolt himself out of that. When a person is lethargic, he justifies it. I'm doing, I'm acting, I'm accomplishing. It's so slow. You could be doing so much more. You could be accomplishing so much more. But he justifies it to himself. At least I'm doing something. At least I'm doing something. When he doesn't realize all of the hours and days and weeks and months and sometimes years that a person is letting pass by. And the Piagetzna says something amazing. Berak kishayagia le'ez zignuso. And scarily enough, sometimes it's only when we reach old age. Yokitz v'yirmot es sa'aros rosho v'yitzak. I pull the hair out of my head and I say, Hoy vavoy, oy, woe to me, efo kol shnosai. Where did all of my years go? Hamon shavuos, yomim v'shaos ad in mispar ayehim. What happened to all of the weeks? What happened to all of the days? What happened to all of the hours? Countless number of hours. Where did they go? Bameh balisi osam. How did I waste all of them? Ain bi lo Torah, v'lo avoda, v'lo kiddusha, v'lo das Hashem. I have not accomplished, or virtually not accomplished, any of the things I wanted to do. Where's all of the Torah I could have learned? Where all is the avoda I could have done? All of the kiddusha I could have amassed? The entire knowledge of God? Hakol haya biyadi. Everything was in my hands. Ve'es hakol ibarati. But yet, I lost it all. Gam l'chol am Yisrael af b'morom pagamti. I could have done so much for my people, for my clan, but yet I didn't. Lochein. Therefore, says the Piyajetzna, Kum ba'od moed. Get up while there is still time. Hashlich etz asluscha ve'ez his rapuscha mimcha. Throw away your laziness. Throw away your lethargy. Avodas Hashem b'simcha u'b'ischaskus. Serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with joy and with strength, with zrizus. And literally again, Rebbe said, the greatest currency we have in life is time. Utilize your currency of time in the right way. And acquire all of the opportunities and possibilities which lie in front of you. V'ashrecha ba'olam hazeh. Praiseworthy will you be in this world. V'tov lach li'olam haba. And it'll be good for you in the world to come as well. I will say an incredibly powerful idea that ultimately the challenges we face in life are the challenges of laziness and lethargy. Laziness and lethargy. Unless you think that laziness is worse because I'm not accomplishing anything. So we'll say, see what's amazing is the Piyajetzna seems to define the severity of the negative trait in terms of the impossibility of recovery. See, he said like this, all of us make mistakes, but hopefully at least if there's a chance of recovery, if there's a chance of rebounding, then that's good news. The challenge ultimately, again, with lethargy is the less possibility that I'm going to recover ultimately, again, from that negative midah, because I justify that halacha lemaisa, I'm still doing something. Masha'inki, in laziness, I know I'm not doing anything. If I know I'm not doing anything, then hopefully the day will come. But the idea being to ultimately avoid both of them. Avoid the laziness, avoid the lethargy. Recognize that time is your greatest currency. Utilize it. Cash it in to accomplish something great. Avamayo ilu lo la'ish kol his chazkuso. Imes zmanav lo yagbil. Ve'es sha'osav lo yaktiv. Ki im la'avodaso l'fe'ulaso. Supposed to say this is incredible. But says the Piyajetzna, what good is your currency of time if you don't manage its use? If you don't manage its use, a person has to create a schedule for himself. He goes, Kayum v'alayla shemiyato gam zmanav mishamshim bi'erbuvya v'ne'evadim mimenu bi'erbuvya. And everybody say during the Mabul, what happened during the Mabul, during the flood? So the laws of day and night were suspended, right? Day and night become one jumble. Says the Piyajetzna, if you don't manage your time correctly, day and night become one big jumble. In Erbuvia, b'chol layla yitma v'yomar, every night you're going to say to yourself, lo eida b'me avar alai hayom. You know, both say, sometimes you say those terrible, horrible words. Where did the day go? You know, both say, if you say, where did the day go? There's something fundamentally wrong, says the Piyajetzna. So sometimes we say, where did the day go? Because we were very busy. That's okay. Meaning if I know that I utilize the day, and at the end of the day, I just say, where did the day go? As a reflection of, I can't believe how quickly the day elapsed, but it was filled with dynamic, productive activity, then fantastic. Sometimes I say, where did the day go? Because I did not properly manage my time. And I literally just don't know where all of the time went. Says the Piyajetzna, that's tragic. That's tragic. Aflo hergashti ba'avro. I didn't even realize how quickly the day went by. Kilu hiskaniv mimeno v'yivrach. Sometimes it feels like the day was stolen away from me and simply ran away. Aval gam yom hasheni hashlishi v'chulei kamo behevel ubatali hiskaniv yivrach. Rabosai, if time is the greatest currency, everyone knows. If time is currency, everyone knows that if you don't manage your money, right, your money wastes away. If you don't watch how you spend, so you have nothing left by the end of the month. if time is your currency, you must watch how you spend it. So therefore, this says the Piagetzna, but this will conclude. V'imchasata achayecha. Therefore, ultimately, again, if you care about your life, and you care about your currency of time, and you want to be vigilant with how you live, listen to this. Hagbel es sha'osecha. Create a schedule. Create a schedule. Everything in life needs to be scheduled. Kol sha'a la'avodasa. And every hour has to have its avoda. See, what the Piagetzna literally is saying is, map out your day. And not just, see, he's suggesting something really amazing. Not just going in and saying, you know, here's my to-do list of the things I have to accomplish today, but map out my day, and hourly, right? Hourly or a couple of whatever, however it is, map out your time. Decide at the beginning of the day how you are going to use the hours of your day. And I want to be clear on something. The Piagetzna, sometimes people hear things like this, and they think of the Piagetzna saying that every hour has to be accounted for with learning or working. No, no, no. As you're going to see in just a moment, relaxation is also an important part of the day, but quantify it. I will say, you can't relax too much either. Just like you can't sleep too much, you can't relax too much. You know, there's a boundary, there's a gvul for everything. And if you don't create a gvul, a boundary for your time, the time wastes away. Look what he writes. Gam divrei achol shelcha. You have to schedule everything in life, even your mundane activities. Look what he writes. Af kisha'ata ba l'shocheach im zulascha. You want to schmooze with your friend. Okay. Nothing wrong with schmoozing with your friend, assuming we're talking about, you know, non-lashon hara items. You want to schmooze with your friend, no problem. Haktzev mikodem, kama zman tisocheach. Right? Decide from the beginning how much time. Right? Ruvain, let's chapa schmooze for 22 minutes. Right? Let's go ahead and let's decide. Both sides. You understand what he's saying over here is be disciplined in your time. Be disciplined in your time, because if you're not disciplined in your time, then at the end of the day, it just simply wastes away. Kol sha lo tia muvkara, rak misugara ba'avodasa. No hour should be hefker, right? No hour ultimately, again, should be without a plan. Rak misugara ba'avodasa is actually quite amazing, but rather, again, it should be misugara. It should be locked in an avoda. Every moment of your day should somehow be accounted for. And again, what's amazing about this is, I will say, the Piagetzna saying, enjoy, live, schmooze, relax, do it, it's okay. Use your time for wonderful, beautiful things, but assign an amount of time to everything you do. K'sov, look what he writes, k'sov l'cha, al-niyar, es seder hayom shelcha. Go ahead, and at the beginning of every day, write a schedule. Write bottom of page Kuf Chaf Hey. Write a schedule. Right? Umimenu lo tazua. The boss said, now here's the hard part. Right? It's not difficult to write a schedule, right? Anyone can write a schedule. The difficult part, of course, is what? Is sticking to it. And of course, again, remember, the boss said there are some real issues. Many times a person writes a schedule, and then what happens? One phone call could derail an entire schedule, right? One email, one emergency. Okay, that's life. That's life. And sometimes, again, I will say, you have to rewrite the schedule over the course of the day a couple of times. But his point he's saying is, when you begin your day, the first order of business is, how am I utilizing my time? That is the million-dollar question. How am I properly utilizing my time? And when you make that schedule, do not deviate, do not veer. Va'az le'is ziknoscha. B'chol yamecha tavo. And it was actually quite beautiful. And if you live a scheduled existence, if you live an existence where you treat time not just like a renewable resource, but you treat time like the greatest form of currency, that you treat time like you manage your money, then at the end of the day, you will come to your old age with all of your days. This is, of course, a play on the pasuk Va'avraham Zokein Ba Bayamim. Right? Avraham Avinu was old and he came with his days. So the obvious shaila that the Mefarshim point out is that Ba Bayamim, coming with your days, seems to be a redundant statement. It seems to be an expression for old age. But you just saw Avraham Avinu was old. So both says there are a variety of different interpretations. But one of the interpretations, Ba Bayamim means coming with your days, means that you maximized your life. You might say, what the Piagetan is describing over here is that more often than not, we don't really get to do the things we want to do. We don't go ahead and accomplish the things we want to do, not because we don't care, and not because it's not important, but the Piagetan has us because we do not manage our time. Because at the end of the day, time simply flows away, right? Again, the Piagetan said it, but how often do we say, where did the day go? Where did the week go? Where did the year go? And also there are people who say, where did life go? Where did life go? I'm X number of years old now. I can't believe it. I remember like yesterday I was a young man. Now I'm not a young man. And I don't know where all of the years went. So we'll say time goes by quickly. But sometimes when a person says, where did the time go? Really embedded, tragically embedded in that statement is, I didn't maximize my time. I didn't utilize my time. And the reason for that is sometimes because of a lack of scheduling. Begin the day with a schedule. Begin the day with a clearly delineated use of the greatest currency of life, of time. And ultimately, again, I will come to my old age with all of my days, knowing that I've utilized my days and I've utilized my time in the proper way. So we'll stop here. We'll pick up Kuf Chaf Vav Emir Seshem tomorrow. True. But...